This is Adrian with Tartanic. You're listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Pleasure to be here. Glad you're listening in.
Show number 610.
Thank you.
welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. I am Mark Gunn. I am a Celtic musician and podcaster right here in Atlanta, Georgia. This podcast is here to build our diverse Celtic community and help the incredible artists who so generously share their music with you. If you hear music you love, please email the artists to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. You can find a link to all the artists in the show notes along with show times when you visit our website at CelticMusicPodcast.com. And of course, last week, a big thanks to Kinfolk, who filled in for me while I was in Ireland. And, well, technically, I'm still pre-recording this episode. Hopefully, you can find out how great a time I had on my Celtic invasion when you head on over to our Facebook page, we're on Mastodon, and my Instagram page. I'm sure I've posted plenty of stuff, as well as my blog. I try to keep my blog a little bit up to date, and that's a great way to follow, find out what's new. Thanks to Tartanic, who introduced the show at Sherwood Forest Fair this year. And the first track on our set list was Kalos with Nia's, Luke's Newhouse, and Roy Michaels from their album Headland. Next up is Sean Healy and Colin McGlynn with 2 weeks to go, and Glenn Gila from their album Homeport, Portna Dachic. Yeah.
sukvatu nagreiktu hangran tanchno hote gefrasak fave Dohu buidacha isto veil in sav shutukuv meri hini isin yehane yahanav awarin vili Tut maravan favru can cladi is favel natra margin water mohuarinat shoot hook of merry hinny. Tushak agus begolo Mohuad avrinya Isma fadrik bon Avana donta Isfa veil natra Shutuguv meri hini isin yehanen yahanav. Thank you.
After Sean Healy came Lily Bentley with Unvagdinvara from Ways of Calling, then Fiddle Folk Family, a new band on the show. That was the Irish Washerwoman. They're out of Leipzig, Germany, which is why I am unable to pronounce the name of the album. Ungeishin, Ungekamt, Ungekort, I think. My romance language is strong, German less so. And finally, we finish up the set with Cantrip with Portable from their album Undark. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Hopefully you too have been traveling, and I would love to see your pictures. You can send those to CelticPodcasts@gmail.com, message me on Facebook, you can post it in the comments on Facebook, or you can contact me through Mastodon. I'm at KeltFather. I still have a whole bunch of pictures that came in from St. Patrick's Day request last year, and Tammy Curtis emailed some St. Patrick's Day pictures. Cavort had a spectacular weekend. Here are some shots from the big three-day weekend. Cheryl Arvio emailed pictures. Hi, Mark. Actually, the St. Patrick's Day weather in Chicago was freezing this year, so here are a couple pics from last year. My partner is Walt, and our dog is Tara. Yeah, like the hill. Funny songs. Off the top of my head, you could do a whole set of Gaelic Storm, Johnny Tarr, Don't Go for the One, The Night I Punched Russell Crowe in the Head, The Night Pat Murphy Died, Darcy's Donkey, others done by lots of bands, Why Patty's Not at Work Today, Miss Fogarty's Christmas Cake, Tim Finnegan's Wait, Can You Play the Prodigals, Uncle Arthur, The Drunken Warbler. Sounds like a fun show. Looking forward to it. Of course, that was show number 600 that came out, that, and I don't know if I included any of those songs. Actually, I think you might have had it, The Night Patty Murphy Died. But those are some great requests. I think I should do another one now. Thank you, Cheryl, for making my set list. I do need to get back to contact the Prodigals and also Gaelic Storm. I have permission for like two albums, and I would like to get more. I would like to play more of their music on the show. Christine Manbeck emailed St. Patrick's Day pictures from left to right. Mayor Frank Calney, Des Moines, Eve Scott, singer-songwriter, Tina Manbeck, host of Celtic Music Show, KFMG 98.9 FM. Thank you so much, Christine. Oh, and then she sent one more picture from the Celtic Music Association of Des Moines in the Friendly Sons of St. Pat's Parade. So check out all those pictures out for show number 610 and start sending in those travel pictures. I want to share these because there's so much great stuff to share. So thank you. Next up is Allie Johnson with Highwaymen from her brand new album, Into the Hollows.
The wind was a torrent of darkness among the gusty trees. The moon was a ghostly galleon tossed up by the cloudy seas. The road was a ribbon of moonlight over the purple moor, when the highwayman came riding, riding, riding. The highwayman came riding up to the open door, and over the cobbles he clattered and clashed in the darkened yard. He tapped his whip on the shutters, but all was locked and barred. He whistled a tune to the window, and who should be waiting there but the landlord's black-eyed daughter, Bess, the landlord's daughter, plaiting a dark red love knot into her long black hair. One kiss, my bonnie sweetheart, I'm after a prize tonight, but I should be back with the yellow gold before the morning light. Yet if they press me sharply and carry me through the day, then look for me by moonlight, watch for me by moonlight, I'll come to thee by moonlight, though hell should bar the way. He did not come at the dawning, he did not come at noon, and out of the tawny sunset, before the rise of the moon. Road was a gypsy's ribbon looping the purple moor. A red coat troop came marching, marching, marching. King George's men came marching up to the open door. They said no word to the landlord, they drank his ale instead, but they gagged his daughter, bound her to the foot of her narrow bed. Two of them knelt at the casement with muskets at their side. was tapping every window, held one dark window, for Bass could see through the casement the role that he would play. They tied her up to attention, many a staggering dance. They bound a musket beside her, with the barrel beneath her breast. Now keep good watch, and they kissed her. She heard the dead man say, look for me by moonlight, watch for me by moonlight, I'll come to thee by moonlight. Oh, hell, she fought away. She twisted her hands behind her, but all the knots held good. But she writhed her hands till her fingers were wet with sweat and blood. They stretched and strained in the darkness, and the hours crawled on like years. Till now on the stroke of midnight, cold on the stroke of midnight, the tip of her finger touched it, the trigger released was her. Toddle up, toddle up, had they heard it? The horse's hooves rang clear. Toddle-lot, toddle-lot in the distance, were they deaf that they did not hear? Down at the ribbon of moonlight, over the brow of the hill, the highwayman came riding, riding, riding. The redcoats looked to the priming, she stood up straight and still. Toddle-lot, toddle-lot in the silence, toddle-lot in the echoing night. Near her he came and near her, her face was like a light. Her eyes grew wide for a moment, she drew a last deep breath. Then her finger moved in the moonlight, her musket shattered in the moonlight, shattered her breast in the moonlight, and warned him with her death. He turned, he spurred to the west, he did not know she stood. Bow with her head on the musket, drenched with her own red blood. Not till the dawn he heard it, his face grew gray to hear how best the landlord's daughter, the landlord's black-eyed daughter, had watched for her love in the moonlight and died in the darkness there. And back he spurred like a madman, shrieking a curse to the sky, while the white road smoking behind him and his rapier brandished high. Blood red were the spurs and the golden hilt, wine red was his velvet coat. When they shot him down on the highway, down like a dog on the highway, and he lay in his blood on the highway with a bunch of lace at his throat. Still on a winter's night, they say, when the wind is in the trees, when the moon is a ghostly galleon tossed up by the cloudy seas, when the road is a ribbon of moonlight over the purple moor, a highwayman comes riding, riding, riding. A highwayman comes riding up to the open door.
Thank you. 60 e 6 semanas, au bout de 100 e 6 semanas. Le pain, le vin, je n'ai pas mon avis, le pain, le vin, vin te manquer.
After Ellie Johnson came Boxing Robin with Andro, Toi Matelot, du Port de Brest, from The View From Here. Admittedly, my French probably, I don't think it was that great there, so I apologize. Here I go bragging about my romance languages, and what do? I butcher it. Toi Matelot, du Port de Brest. Maybe. Took French in high school, several years of French in high school. Then I moved to Italy and turned all my French into Italian. So, questo e non c'è problema, ma... French, eh. The Langer's Ball was finished up the set with Jigs, Charlie Hunter's Crickets March Over the Salt Box, Shores of Loch Gauna, and that's from their album Appetite for Tradition. Thank you, patrons of the podcast, because of your kind and generous, so generous support. This show comes out at least 4 times a month. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show. It allows us to attract new listeners and help our community grow. Now, I always appreciate our generous patrons, but not everyone can make a monthly pledge to support the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. So why not make a one-off donation to support the show? You can donate $5, $10, $25, $100, $300 to support Celtic culture through music. Our store is now open, though. You can get an Irish and Celtic Music Podcast pint glass. And since it's Pride Month, you can get an Irish and Celtic Music Podcast Pride shirt. It is only available this month, so order yours now. Visit bestcelticmusic.net/donate to support the podcast today. How would you like to join me on a Celtic invasion vacation? I am starting to plan next year's trip, where I take a small group of Celtic music fans on the relaxing adventure of a lifetime. We don't see everything, instead we stay in one area. We get to know the region through its culture, history, and legends. You can join us with an auditory and visual adventure through podcasts and videos. Go to CelticInvasion.com for more details. Next up, we have Mary Beth Carthy from her album Crossing the Causeway. This is Oran Bosdell Fali Falo.
Isn't it? sweet July, before the sun had pierced the sky. Twas in between the rigs awry, I saw twa lovers talking. Now the lad's his lassie, I must away, I have no longer time to stay. But I've a word or two to say, in your time to tarry. Now you'll fee the road, ye tax good kid, and your mother combs down your yellow hair. But your sister say that you'll get in a share if you go with me, a stranger. Let my father fret, let my mother frown, my sister's words I do disown. Though they were dead and below the ground, I would go with you, a stranger. Now the lads is lass, see your fortune small, and maybe it will be nane at all. You're no match for me at all. Go and waste your love on another. Courage began to fail, her rosy cheeks, they grew wan and pale, and the tears come trickling down like hail, or a heavy shower in the summer. Now he's ta'en his handkerchief, linen fine, he's dried her cheeks, and he's kissed her ain, saying, lassie, lassie, ye shall be mine, for I said it all to try ye. Now the laddie be in no courage home, a laddie scarce 19 years old. It ranged the hills and the valleys all, and he's ta'en his and he's ta'en his lassie wi' him.
Be it work or be it right, Father Tommy brings us to the mountainside. And every day and dying day, be it work or be it right, oh my sweet babe, we come to make a sacrifice. And every day and dying day, and who are you to understand the ways of him who holds the blade, and who tell me.
Beth Carty came Wolf Loescher and Mark Kenneth with Rigs Awry from Loescher and Kenneth, then Dyin' Day by Amelia Hogan from her album Taking Flight, and we finished up the set with Sister Caroline by The Elders from their album Well Alright Then. Thank you so much for listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. I hope you had a wonderful time. And if you did, make sure you go vote in the Celtic Top 20 for 2023. This is not just for my edification. In fact, this is our way of finding the best songs and artists each year. You can vote for as many songs and tunes that inspire you in each episode, and your vote helps me create next year's Best Celtic Music of 2023 episode. You do need to be a patron of the podcast, however, so follow the link in the show notes to cast your vote. Now, what you don't need to be a patron for is to listen to our playlist. 2 weeks after the episode is launched, I compile your votes to update a playlist on Spotify and YouTube. These are the results of your voting, and you can help these artists out by following the playlist and adding tracks you love to your playlists. Follow us on Facebook to find out who is added each and every week. Again, there's a playlist on Spotify and on YouTube. The YouTube one actually features music videos and live tracks. So it doesn't have everything like the Spotify playlist, but it is a great way to enjoy even more great music and get a visual element added to it. I really like that aspect. All right, we're going to finish up the show. Star of the County Down by Fire in the Glen is the last track of this episode. It's from their album Cutting Bracken. And I'm really excited to share more stories and adventures from my Celtic invasion of Ireland. Make sure you subscribe to my Pub Songs and Stories podcast to catch some of those stories as well. Have a wonderful day. Here is Fire in the Glen. Sláinte.
Near Banbridge town in the county down, one evening last July, down a bar in green came a sweet Colleen, and she smiled as she passed me by. She looked so sweet from her two bare feet to the sheen of her nut brown hair. Such a coaxing elf, sure I shook myself to make sure I was standing there. From Bantry Bay down to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the fair Colleen that I met in the county down. As she onward sped, sure I shook my head, and I gazed with a feeling rare. And I said, says I, to passerby, who's the maid with the nut brown hair? He smiled at me, and he said, says he, she's a gem of Ireland's crown. Young Rosie McGann from the banks of the Bann, she's a star of the County Down. From Bantry Bay down to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin Town. No maid I've seen like the fair Colleen that I met in the County Down. She'd a soft brown eye and a look so sly, and a smile like the rose in June. And you held each note from her auburn throat as she lilted lamenting tunes. At the pattern dance you'd be in a trance as she skipped through a jig or reel. When her eyes she'd roll, she'd lift your soul, and your heart she'd likely steal. From Bantry Bay down to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin Town. No maid I've seen like the fair Colleen that I met in the County Down. She'll be surely there, and I'll dress in my Sunday clothes. With my hat cocked right, my shoes shine bright, for a smile from the nut brown rose. No horse I'll yoke, nor pipe I'll smoke, till the rust in my plough turn brown. And a smiling bride by my own fireside is the star of the County Down. From Bantry Bay down to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin Town. No maid I've seen like the fair Colleen that I met in the County Down. From Bantry Bay down to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin Town. No maid I've seen like the fair Colleen that I met in the County Down. That I met in the County Down.
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast was produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father, and our patrons on Patreon. Irish pronunciations were provided by Neil McShea. The show is edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. Visit our website to subscribe to the show. You'll find a link to all the artists in the episode, and you'll get access to our Best of the Year playlist. Todd Wiley is the editor of the Celtic Music Magazine, which you can subscribe to and get 34 Celtic MP3s for free. Plus, you'll get 7 weekly news items about what's happening with Celtic music and culture online. Best of all, you will connect with your Celtic heritage. Finally, please tell one friend about this podcast. Word of mouth is the absolute best way to support any creative endeavor. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.